Welcome to a bonus episode. This is our continuation of episode 5. We began to discuss season 3, episode Jolene, and how it was a little heavy and some revelations that came out of that, not only for the characters on the show, but for us, and we wanted to make sure that we got to share that with you all.
I mean, Jolene? Oh.
Oh, girl.
Oh, God. Like, you talk about great episode. Like, it's that, I mean, I probably have 10 episodes of television that are, like, my all-time favorites because of how well the episode is. Like, it may not even be a show that I watch faithfully, but it's just, it's a good episode of TV. Mm-hmm. And Jolene is on that top 10 list. Like, sorry, guys, segue. Jolene is an episode in Wynonna Earp where
it's very Waverly centric.
It's very Waverly centric, but it deals with it. Jolene is a metaphor basically for like mental illness and like depression. And a lot of things that people deal with that you would never think that TV would go this way. And it's handled and shot so well. And like, kudos to the actress, you know, both actresses, the one that plays Jolene and Waverly. Like, I mean, it's just, it's so good.
Zoe Palmer and Dominique Provost-Shockley.
It's so good, and it resonates so much with whatever it is you're dealing with, whether it is mental illness or depression or, you know, whatever, anxiety, whatever your poison is. It does it so well, and like, I mean, it just resonated so much with fans too.
Alienates Waverly from everybody, from, you know, her sister, from her girlfriend, from her friends, you know, just like depression, mental illness, she isolates Waverly from her loved ones, from her family, from her friends. And that's what it does. There's so many of us that have dealt with it, or whether it was ourselves or with, you know, someone that we love. And, you know, Waverly ends up beating it, but it is a struggle and it is a battle. Mm-hmm. And it is just, it is one of those episodes to where, like, I remember watching it that night and then having to stop and go back and watch it again because I could not believe that, you know, this crazy little show about a crazy chick with a gun just took on this hella serious issue and did it so much justice. And it was so amazing and just, I mean, the line that came out of that where Jolene is, you know, the depression / Jolene is at its heaviest going after Waverly. And she's telling her, hey, look, you know, she said, you know, you failed your sister. Look at you. You're by yourself. They don't care about you. You know, just telling her all this negativity that can come into her mind, into her brain. You know, it's hitting her head, but it's hitting her heart, too. And she's trying to get Waverly to kill herself, which, I mean, hello, how many suicides, you know, happen from mental illness, you know? Yeah. And Waverly, finally, she realizes, nope, this isn't what's real. This can't be what's happening. I know they love me. I love them. And then she just blurts out, I am here and I stay. I mean, I was in shock. I was in tears because it was one of those things. And I mean, it resonated with all of the Earpers because I remember being on that night and it was just like, can you believe what the hell we just watched? Can you believe what has happened, what they've dealt with? And I mean, kudos to that writing team, to those directors, those producers, the actresses, the actors, because that, like you said, that episode of TV, that's one of the best episodes that's ever been done of anything ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's just everybody has a Jolene, like whether it's mental illness, depression, anxiety, you know, whatever that ails you to where it makes you, you know, not be your typical self, that makes you feel down about who you are or, you know, whatever, you know, it was so like, I mean, even for me, like, I mean, everybody has a Jolene, like, I'm sorry, but if you're a human being, there's something that you struggle with, like, that's just how we are. It's human nature. There's always gonna be something you struggle with, and having your struggle personified, it really helped. Because I mean, I feel like everybody who watched that episode watched it and was immediately able to pick out their Jolene and put it in place of that character and see yourself battling and how to get a strategy to battle that particular thing. Like, you know, you just, I mean, I, you know what, I'll share my personal Jolene. You know, I'm not out to my entire family. There's a handful of people that know I'm out, and I'm out too, excuse me. And that's my Jolene. My Jolene is being afraid of being rejected by my family, especially since I'm so close to them, kind of like how Waverly is. She's so close to her family, and being rejected and feeling like, you know, like a second class citizen, for lack of a better term, you know, that's my Jolene. And so watching that episode and putting my Jolene in that and seeing, you know what, it's not as bad as I think it is. Like, it's gonna be okay. Like, you know, if something does go down with my, you know, biological family, I have a non-biological family that I've developed through, you know, watching this show, through, you know, all kinds of different things and people in my life, that it's okay. Like, there's no reason for me to feel, you know, neglected or rejected or depressed or, you know, anxious about this whole thing. And, you know, and I will be able to do what I need to do within my time. And it's okay. Like, that was the message. That was the message that I got out of it. And, you know, going on Twitter after it aired and reading some of the comments and tweets about the episode and how much it just really affected. I mean, people have tattoos of this thing, like bracelets, t-shirts. I mean, it resonated so hard with so many people that it has to be. Like, and what sucks is, like, it won't get the recognition it deserves. Like, that's the thing that just pisses me off.
No, because it's like, a sci-fi show. It will not get it.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, it's a sci-fi show, but, like, you have such an amazing episode of television that touches so many people. Like, that's art. Like, if you've never drawn anything or, you know, recorded any music or whatever, if you do any type of art, you want your art to resonate with somebody. And this episode resonated with so many people, but it won't get the recognition it deserves because it's classified as a sci-fi show. Bullshit. Like, I mean, that's a great way to piss me off. You talk about Jolene, that's a great way to get me going. But, like, it's just, oh my god, y'all. If you don't take anything else from anything we say about this episode, or even our next episode that also features a lot about Wynonna Earp, watch that episode because it'll change your life. Like, I mean, it touched so many people, changed so many lives. It saved people's lives. Like, you don't know what people are going through. And if you can touch somebody to save their life, I mean, there's no words to describe that. Like, none. I mean, there's just nothing you can say to show how important and how amazing that is. And that's that episode. I mean, just, oh my God, it's just, that is my favorite episode of the show. I mean, it's heavy. Don't get me wrong. Like, will I rewatch it a bunch of times? No. Because it's very heavy. But when you are feeling you need that encouragement, watch that episode.
Absolutely. I agree 100% with that. I mean, I don't really have much to add to that because we're on the same page with that. I'm not going to lie. I will not go into my personal Jolene because there are too many. I think we all have more than one, but... yeah, that's one of those things that,
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you have strategies, you have people to support you. And, you know, throughout the episode, you see, you know, Wynonna and Nicole and all them, they were acting outside of their normal character, and that affected Waverly so much. But, like, you realize, like, she realized that. Like, when she was at her last straw, she realized that her support system that she has, that group of family and friends that she has, saved her life because she realized, you know what, I'm important to them. And I know without a shadow of a doubt in my mind that I am important. I'm a part of something, you know, that saved her. Like, her family saved her. And it's just, and her family and friends saved her. And, you know, whether it's your therapist, your uncle, your cousin, your mama, your brother, whatever it is that you use to support yourself to be able to tackle your Jolene's, like, if that's what you gotta do, I'm here and I stay. Like, that's your motto. You know, if that's what you use to be able to live that motto, then you do you, man. Like, I mean, that's just a, oh my God, y'all, it's so good. It's such a good episode. And it's funny too, in that episode, the first person to realize something was up was Wynonna. Remember? Yep. Wynonna was like, wait a minute, something's off. Like, she knew. I mean, she acted very, you know, way out of character in the majority of the episode, but she knew when she finally, when the dust kind of settled and she realized that Waverly was going through something, she was the first person to snap out of the fog of what was happening to them and was like, I need to go find her.
Yeah.
Like, that was her priority. Like, not getting the bad guy. Her priority was going to get her sister because she knew something was seriously wrong. And when you have people like that in your life, to realize that, you know what, something's up. Yeah, I'm here and I stay. I mean, that's what saves you. Like, that's what brings you back to, you know what, it's not as bad as I think it is. Like, it's going to be okay. And Wynonna did that. And, like, mind you, Waverly was able to reach that conclusion on her own, which, I mean, shows tremendous growth from the entire episode. Because Waverly, a lot of times, had to do a lot of depending upon other people.
Yeah.
And over the course of the show, she gains a lot more independence and more comfort in herself, confidence in herself. And she's able to reach that conclusion on her own, but how she reached the conclusion was realizing that she was a part of something, and that part of something was her family and her friends. And then you have Wynonna, who's like, something is up, something is wrong, I need to jump into hero mode, aka I need to be a sister and figure out what's going on. And then immediately jumps and starts, you know, figuring things out and starts bringing everybody else in, like, yo, snap out of it. We need to get this thing done. We need to figure out what's going on with Waverly. We need to save her. And then, you know, immediately goes into kill mode, essentially, to protect her baby sister. Thank you so much for listening to our bonus episode. You know, that we went off the deep end on this one, which we do sometimes, but we felt it was very important to share because it's such a good episode, and it had an impact on so many lives, including our own. So we definitely wanted to share that. All right. Thanks, guys, again for your time. We appreciate you. Love you. Catch you later.
Bye.